Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May the 18th. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce launched a statewide radio ad campaign to oppose the higher taxes and fees, including in the budget proposed by Governor Jim Doyle. Have you heard one of these spots yet?
We all love Wisconsin. Beautiful lakes, green landscapes, blazing sunsets. Home to hardworking people who do an honest day's work. But our taxes? It's hard to love our taxes. Now Governor Jim Doyle is proposing a state budget that increases taxes and fees by $1.7 billion. His plan also lets property taxes go up another $1.2 billion, as if our taxes weren't high enough already. Governor Doyle's plan raises the tax on gasoline by 5 cents a gallon. And there's a tax on hospitals, so you pay more when you're sick. Sell your house? A higher tax on real estate transfers. Throw something away? A higher garbage tax. Help keep Wisconsin great. Call 800-362-9472. Tell your legislator stop the tax hikes in SB 40. Aren't taxes high enough already? Paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
So, what do you think? Are taxes high enough already? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What comes to mind when you hear this ad? What questions come to mind? Are you motivated to call and complain or applaud what the governor is proposing to do? Does the governor's budget go too far in terms of hiking fees and taxes? Which proposals do you support or oppose? And what might you do differently? We'll welcome your calls for our guest with Manufacturers and Commerce. He is Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for WMC. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why did Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce launch this ad campaign?
Well, we're obviously very concerned about the tax climate in this state. Wisconsin already has the seventh highest state and local taxes as a percentage of income in the country. We think that's a real drag on our economy, makes our business climate less attractive to folks who are looking to grow or expand or move a facility here. And, you know, our effort to get out of the top 10 tax states, the first thing we need to do is not raise taxes. And unfortunately, this budget proposal raises them by $1.75 billion, raises a tax on gasoline, raises a tax on hospitals, garbage, selling a home, digital products, cigarettes, a whole host of things. And we think that's the wrong direction. And so we've launched a campaign to educate the public, to tell folks what's going on in hopes of getting them to get involved in their democracy and convince their legislators to reject these tax hikes.
Yeah. Where does that $1.7 billion figure come from?
Well, that number comes from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. They've done an analysis. They've added up all the various taxes and fees in the budget, Senate Bill 40, as it's been proposed. As I've said, it's not one general tax hike. It's over a whole host of different things. Cigarettes is probably the largest single tax, although the oil tax, the gasoline tax hike, because it is a gross receipts tax, could exceed $350 million over the biennium, which is significantly larger than it was when it was introduced.
Yeah. I heard that being introduced as a, you know, tax on big oil, that's going to raise the gas tax?
Yeah, you know, there's a provision in the budget that would prevent the. Well, let me back up. The tax is a tax on the gross receipts of oil companies. There's a provision which the governor says will prevent oil companies from passing those costs, that 2.5%, onto consumers. Well, first of all, we think that it's likely unconstitutional. It's a violation of the Federal Commerce Clause. But even if it's not, you can't suspend the laws of economics. If you make gasoline 2.5% more expensive to sell here, you will see supplies in the spot market flow. And so when you've got a commodity and you've got supplies that are constrained, even at the margins, you'll see prices go. And our calculations are that the cost of that oil tax was about 5 cents when it was introduced. That's a number that was developed by the Wisconsin Public Research Institute. And looking at where gas prices are now, and how much they've increased this spring, it's upwards of 7 cents. And, you know, last session, the legislature and the governor got rid of gas tax indexing. They said you shouldn't raise the gas tax without having a vote on the floor of the legislature. A gross receipts tax on oil is indexing on steroids.
Yeah, but to be perfectly accurate, it's not the state raising the gas tax. It could be, though, that the gas price will go up by this much because of this oil tax.
That's right. Yeah. It will be passed through. Mm.
We're talking with Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We're talking about WMC's new radio ad campaign that objects to the tax and fee hikes that are proposed in Governor Doyle's budget. We welcome your thoughts and questions about this for our guest at 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May the 18th. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Between 4 and 6 this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben and his guest will discuss road rage, why it happens, why it's on the rise, and how to protect yourself from aggressive drivers. We're talking about taxes. During this hour, we're talking about a new statewide ad campaign to oppose Governor Doyle's proposed budget, the fee and tax hikes included in that budget. It's an ad campaign put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We are talking with Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for WMC, and we welcome your thoughts and questions about this. Do you, as the ad campaign asks, love Wisconsin but not love its taxes? Do you believe that the fee and tax increases in the governor's budget are warranted or not? And what might you do instead? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I wanted to quickly jump through some of these taxes that you highlight in this ad that I played. We talked a little bit about the gas tax, as you say, or gas prices going up 5 cents. What about get sick and pay more in taxes? What's that?
Yeah, what the governor's proposed is an assessment on hospital gross revenues. And the idea there is that they would get this revenue and they would parlay that, so to speak, into additional federal dollars, Medicaid dollars. As you know, it's a joint state and federal program, and the federal government matches to a certain extent what states put in. The problem is, as proposed, not all of that money goes into the Medicaid program, and the Hospitals Association analysis shows that on balance, hospitals would be net losers. You know, we've got, I know the Milwaukee area has some of the highest health care costs in the country. We don't think it makes a lot of sense to tax those hospitals and increase those costs even more. We should be looking at ways to lower health care costs.
Yeah. But again, the governor's justification for this is that this would increase money from the feds.
That's right. And as a, it certainly would. But again, on balance, the way the budget is structured, hospitals will likely receive significantly less in terms of additional Medicaid dollars than they are paying in with the tax. And of course, you also have a situation where you set up winners and losers. Some hospitals will receive more, some hospitals will receive less. If we want to address Medicaid and we want to get more money from the feds for that program, we should get additional dollars from the general fund, prioritize within the GPR count, and put more money in it from there, and that's how you make the Medicaid program whole.
Yeah, and if I want to sell my house, I'll have to pay a higher real estate transfer fee under the proposed budget.
Yeah, it proposes doubling that fee from $3 a thousand to $6 a thousand. And in all honesty, we have, I would say, an average real estate transfer fee. This would put us in, I believe, the upper third. Some of the arguments have been, well, it hasn't been increased in 20 years, but in my mind, that's not a good justification. You're simply going to make it more expensive for, in particular, first-time home buyers who that transfer fee, when you go to closing, it's going to have an effect on how much house you can afford or whether you can afford a house at all. And again, it's justified in that we haven't done it in a long time, so we might as well raise it. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I've certainly heard about many of these proposals. I had not heard that if I throw something away, I'm going to be taxed for that.
And the garbage tax, it's the local landfill tipping fee. The governor has proposed doubling that. And again, it's like the oil tax. If you're a local government or if you're a business and you pay a private hauler, and the cost to landfill that doubles, well, not the cost, but the tax on that doubles, you're certainly going to pay. That's going to be more expensive. And the troubling thing about the proposal with the garbage tax is in the past, that fee had gone to run recycling and solid waste type programs, environmental regulatory programs related to solid waste, but that account actually has a balance. It's flush. We had more money than we had spent last session, but he increases it, and then the budget would take money out and spend it on a whole host of other programs, and we think that's bad precedent.
Yeah. Now I know what that's about, but I recall that being, let's increase this landfill tipping fee because we're the out-of-state garbage was being hauled into Wisconsin because we had such a low tipping fee that we're becoming the landfill of the Midwest.
Well, but keep in mind that 80% of tipping fee taxes, of garbage taxes, are paid by folks within Wisconsin. And so it's true that if you increase the garbage tax here, those folks that are importing waste from other states, they'll pay more, but so will everybody else. And again, about 80% of those taxes are paid by Wisconsin businesses.
We've got a lot of callers, so let me go to the phones. Dan in White Lake, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you. I would just have to say that it is very disingenuous for Wisconsin Association of Manufacturers and Commerce to posture themselves in this way, since obviously they exist for the benefit of business and the people who own those businesses. Corporations in Wisconsin don't pay any taxes of any kind whatsoever because their real estate tax, they're exempt from sales tax if they're going to pass their commodities on to somebody else. They don't pay income taxes. We take it away from them and turn around. And if they can't bill that to their customers, they go broke. If Wisconsin would only abolish its corporate income tax, we would have business in Wisconsin coming out our ears and the jobs that go with it. So Wisconsin Association of Manufacturers and Commerce trying to make themselves look like they're out for the little guy is very disingenuous.
A reaction to that, Jeff Shepke?
Well, there's a lot of things in that. I'm not sure there was a question, but on the latter part of the question, in terms of abolishing the corporate income tax, I can't disagree. That would be a message to investors across this country, across the globe, really, that Wisconsin is a place that is open for business. But our concern about taxes that are paid by individuals, you know, when we talk to our members and we polled our members last year when we were putting together our legislative agenda and asked them which taxes they were most concerned about, while the corporate income tax, of course, is an issue, property tax is an issue, it's the individual income tax that is of greatest concern, and there's multiple reasons. First, a growing number of companies, small and medium-sized companies, are organized as as S-corps, not C-corps, as LLCs, and they pay the individual income tax, not the corporate income tax. And our individual income tax rate is very high. And it also, the individual income tax makes it more difficult for employers to recruit candidates because they've got to offer higher salaries to compensate for what they pay for taxes. So we're concerned about the overall tax burden, not just corporate income taxes.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Moving next to Matt in Kenosha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for running the ad because somebody has to do it. Two months ago, I got a escrow bump in my property taxes, $33 a month for projected Governor Doyle's projected tax increases. I know the city didn't do it because I checked with them. That's $33 a month. That's not counting the Gateway Tech or the technical colleges or Kenosha Unified School District here, which is probably going to raise our taxes. And I can't afford anymore. And as far as the cigarette tax, if Governor Doyle, if this tax goes through, I'm going to drive up to the Indian Casino in the Dells and buy my cigarettes tax-free.
I guess a reaction to that, Jeff Shepard.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the concerns about the cigarette tax is that it is, in fact, and all of those folks that support it hope it is, a declining revenue source. And you'll see, not only will you see the shift to those folks that don't have to pay a cigarette tax, but the hope by the anti-smoking groups are that this will discourage people from smoking. And so I think it's really tricky when you fund new programs, as this budget does with the cigarette tax, when you've got a declining, what everybody hopes and what everybody believes is a declining source of revenue because of hopeful declining rates in smoking.
Yeah, the governor has said that he has proposed a budget that does not raise income taxes or corporate taxes or the general sales tax. Mm-hmm. That's true, isn't it?
That's true. He doesn't raise any of those three particular taxes. But when you add everything else up in terms of various state taxes and fees, it gets to $1.75 billion. And all of that goes on to our total tax burden when these groups, state and national groups, do our tax rankings. And so while certain sectors of the population will feel it more than others, in totality, it's going to make our tax burden worse, and that's difficult. Makes it more difficult again to attract growth in our economy.
Yeah, but don't we need revenue to keep up the quality of life in Wisconsin? If we're not going to be raising these other taxes, don't we have to maintain? We have inflation. We have programs. The quality of life depends on this, doesn't it?
Well, that's a matter of perspective in terms of how much our quality of life depends on it. There's certain public structures, of course, that do add to the quality of life, and we're not asking for draconian cuts, and we're also not saying that we should be the lowest tax state in the nation. But I don't think it's unreasonable to say we shouldn't be in the top 10 tax states, and there are other states that have programs and have roads that are just as nice as ours, have schools that are just as good as ours, and they figured out a way to do it less expensively. Iowa, for example, spends about $2,000 less per student. Their test scores are just where Wisconsin's are.
Let me jump in because we have a news break. We'll check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue to talk Wisconsin taxes after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Friday, May the 18th at 6:36. And we're talking taxes this hour and wondering what you think of the proposed tax and fee increases included in Governor Doyle's proposed budget. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce doesn't think much of these proposed increases and has started a new radio ad campaign to encourage folks to call and object. The ad says that the governor's budget raises taxes and fees in Wisconsin by $1.7 billion and says it's going to cost you more to gas up, it's going to cost you more to get sick and be in a hospital, it'll cost you more to sell your house, it'll cost you more to throw away garbage. A number of the claims in the new ad campaign, and we welcome your thoughts and questions about this. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We wonder if you, too, think the governor's budget goes too far when it comes to fees and taxes, or if you think increases are justified and needed. We wonder which of these various fee and tax hikes you support or oppose, or what you might do differently. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And Jeff Shepke, what would manufacturers and commerce do differently with the budget? Just not include these various fee and tax increases and slash something else?
Well, you know, the budget increases spending by about 8.5%. That's obviously significantly more than inflation. Revenue estimates earlier in the year were that we would have about $1.2 billion in additional revenue. There's money there in the state budget, but we need to prioritize. We need to focus on what we need to do, and what our core values are, educating our students and making sure we have a transportation infrastructure that works. We think you can do that within the budget. You don't need to raise state taxes by $1.75 billion to do it.
Yeah,
and in fact, I would say that I would propose that the state that the legislature consider a modest income tax cut, because over the long term, I think you will see revenues increase because of increased economic activity.
Governor Doyle, I'm looking at a talked to the Racine Journal Times, and there was an editorial and an article in it just recently that I have here, where he said his budget has three prime areas of focus: healthcare, education, and economic development. And he thinks that, you know, what he's proposing is important to Wisconsin for all of these areas.
Well, I don't doubt the governor's motivations, and I understand where his priorities are, and there are priorities too. But you know, again, we think you can fund those priorities and fund those programs. But maybe there's some other extraneous things in the budget, some things that maybe aren't as important as funding our schools and making sure we have the right transportation infrastructure for our economy. Again, 8.5% increased spending, that's significantly higher than the rate of inflation. So I think there's some money there to play with.
Laverne in Monroe is with us now. Hi, Laverne.
Good afternoon. Morning, Joy.
Morning.
I absolutely don't agree with your guess. The governor has to get his money someplace. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
My solution is, and I know you won't agree with this, they should raise the state income tax on the wealthy, and as well as the corporations, because the corporations' taxes have been going down. You have to tax on ability to pay. You can't put all the burden on the middle class.
Well, in terms of corporate income taxes, that's just factually inaccurate. Corporate income taxes are estimated to go up significantly this year, there's been no rate cuts for corporate income taxes in this state at all.
What do you mean corporate income taxes are going to go up this year just because they're making
revenue
more money?
Exactly. Revenue estimates are that they will be substantially higher this year than they were last year. There's certainly been no cuts in corporate income tax rates. So I disagree with that assertion. I think the way you make things better for Wisconsin taxpayers is to cut taxes, not to raise them. So I guess I definitely disagree with the caller.
Yeah. What about those various reports we see that show? Yes, Wisconsin, you know, is in that top 10 for taxes, but when you, it's more the individual taxes, the property and personal income taxes, and Wisconsin is on the other end of the scale when it comes to corporate taxes. That the corporate taxes are much lower.
Well, our corporate income tax rate is about average. I would cede that point. I would agree, but there's more to business tax burden than simply the corporate income tax. As I mentioned before, a growing number of companies are not organized as C-Corps. They're organized as S-Corps and LLCs, which means they pay that individual income tax. And then they also pay the property tax. And so the income tax, what we call the individual income tax, is in large part a business tax as well. And the other thing I would note is the Tax Foundation, which is a national nonpartisan organization, they do the tax rankings and they do the Tax Freedom Day analysis. They also do a state business tax climate index. And Wisconsin was ranked to be the 38th best business tax climate. That's 12th worst. So that's not a place where I think we need to be. And finally, the other thing I would note is, you know, there's a lot of things that go into making a state competitive or uncompetitive. There's obviously global trade, and there's labor, and there's raw materials, and regulatory climate and such. But tax climate, you can debate how important it is. We think it's significant. One of the reasons why we think it's significant is overnight you can improve it. Overnight you can make the business tax climate better by changing it and changing the law. You can't do anything at the legislative level about competition with China. So we need to focus on what we can do, and improving our tax climate is right up there at the top.
Yeah. Would it hurt the tax climate in Wisconsin, the business tax climate in Wisconsin, if we raised the cigarette tax by whatever, $1.25, and helped pay for health care with that?
That's a great question, and it's a fair question. And obviously that would not be borne directly by businesses, and it wouldn't be borne directly by most citizens, only those folks that smoke. And so I definitely understand why there is an appeal out there. That being said, when you calculate those tax rankings, and again, those rankings are important for site consultants and such that look to see where the businesses can and should expand, that goes on to that. And this is a significant hefty hike, and that will worsen our overall tax burden from a ranking standpoint. And so from that perspective, I would say yes, and in fact it would. And so our suggestion, our position is, to the extent that you want to raise cigarette taxes because there are other societal benefits to doing that, in terms of getting folks to stop smoking, we would propose that you should cut the individual income tax by an equal amount. And then you have a neutral effect on the overall tax burden.
Our guest is Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, talking about an ad campaign recently launched by WMC opposing Governor Doyle's proposed budget, at least the fee hikes and tax hikes included in Governor Doyle's proposed budget. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about this. The ad says it's easy to love Wisconsin, but not Wisconsin's taxes, and says that the governor's budget goes too far in raising various fees and tax hikes. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 7, we'll talk with a Wisconsin guest who was influenced by the late Jerry Falwell. We'll talk about Jerry Falwell's legacy and his political influence still here in Wisconsin. And after 8, it's our Friday Week in Review, two guests from different perspectives discussing and debating the big news of the week. We're talking about taxes and proposed tax increases and fee increases in the governor's proposed budget, with Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which launched an ad campaign, a radio ad campaign, opposing Governor Doyle's proposed fee and tax hikes in his budget, $1.7 billion worth of them, according to our guest. And Tim in Milwaukee is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am, pardon me, jumping back to Laverne's comment earlier relative to supporting the increase in tax and so forth. And the statement was made that the taxes were actually going to go, or estimated was the statement, to go up here. The thing I think it's really important is that we speak carefully and in really accurate terms. The gross dollars may well go up because revenues are up, but the rate of taxation has not changed. And when I hear these discussions, I often wish that there would be a greater index that looks at the net effect of taxation. What kind of services are you getting in return? There are a lot of states down south that have very low tax rates, and many people feel compelled to send their children to private schools because the quality of public education is so poor. I think quality of service, quality of life all need to be measured against that, and I also think we have a simple arithmetic problem, both state and nationally. It's dollars out, dollars in, and if you need to raise taxes to balance that, then so be it. And those who are best able to pay should be the first ones to pay.
Yeah, Tim, I'm glad you called, but can I get you to you know, talk about the fees in and taxes in Governor Doyle's proposed budget, and what do you think of it? If we need it, so be it. Is that your point?
You're not going to make everybody happy. That's a given. I don't know all the particulars, but I think that user fees are certainly one way to generate a more fair a way of funding the public good.
Yeah.
And also, as I said, I think that rates of taxation, if they need to go up, for corporations, then they need to go up to have a balanced budget and the appropriate investment in the overall state infrastructure, not simply that which benefits corporations.
Right. There's no proposal to increase the corporate income tax rate, Jeff Shepke, and you'd like to keep it that way.
That's right. And I should say my comments were in response to a point made by a caller where he said that corporate taxes were somehow going down, and that's simply not the case. This caller is absolutely right. Corporate income tax rates are not going up. Revenues are going up, of course, and so that was my response to that question.
Yeah. What about his? Let's talk a little bit about the fees. We have also heard that while Wisconsin has higher taxes on average, we're in the middle of the pack when it comes to fees. Other states, you know, have hundreds of dollars for vehicle registration or whatever, and we don't.
Well, the tax versus fee debate is an important one, and I don't disagree with those who say that a certain amount of government services should be funded with user fees as opposed to general taxes. But I don't necessarily disagree that we have low fees. There's an analysis that just came out by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance this week that showed Wisconsin ranks sixth in terms of taxes as a percent of personal income. When you add state local taxes plus fees, we rank eighth. And so we are still in the top 10. There's which number is more important? I guess that's a matter of perspective. Overall government spending, you could make the argument that fees. But whether we have low fees at the university, for example, tuition, that doesn't do anything to help the retiree in Beloit who may have difficulty keeping their house because their property taxes are so high. So there's a lot of questions there, and I don't necessarily disagree that we should shift in certain areas to fees as opposed to taxes, but I don't necessarily buy the line that we are low in terms of fees. We are probably lower in terms of fees than we are in taxes, but I think we're on the high end on both.
Yeah. Speaking of fees, the cost of a driver's license would go up by $10 under a fee increase that just passed yesterday in the Joint Finance Committee. But this is not something that Governor Doyle is proposing for you know, I don't know, using it on state roads. It's because of the Federal Real ID Act.
Yeah, and I don't pretend to be an expert on the Federal Real ID Act. I understand those are costs that we don't have. We don't have much of a choice but to incur. I would certainly prefer that to the extent that we raise those driver's license fees, that they would go to funding our transportation infrastructure. And in fact, we would agree that there's a problem in terms of funding our transportation infrastructure. But the problem's been caused mostly by raids in past budgets where money has been taken out to fund other programs as opposed to funding the programs that are gas tax and our driver's license fees were intended to fund.
Nathan in Madison is with us now. Hi, Nathan.
Hi there. Hey, I really have a comment about the situation here for sole proprietors in Wisconsin. We're taxed, you know, pretty minimally on the first $10,000. The next $20,000-$30,000 can be taxed 15% to 25%. You know, at the $30,000 mark, I'm paying out 25% taxes on that. Now that makes it exceedingly difficult to make a living. And, you know, it's just absurd, I think, to put this tax burden on the unfortunate people who have gotten addicted to smoking cigarettes. I mean, that's just unfair. I think this is a complicated matter. I think we should look for creative decisions. And really, I don't think that we have the elected officials in office that are giving us the creative options, you know.
Yeah, Nathan, I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. You said as a sole proprietor, is that what you said? You're getting taxed this 25% on $30,000?
Yeah.
And does that mean you're a small businessman?
I'm a small business. I'm the owner. I'm a construction worker. I build things for myself. I don't have employees, but you know, at the $30,000 level, I'm paying out, you know, 25% of each dollar in taxes. And it's a big burden.
Yeah, Jeff Shepke.
Well, you know, the caller really drills in a very important point, and that is that when you talk about business taxes, that individual income tax is as important, if not more important, than the corporate income tax, because it's folks like Nathan who are out there trying, you know, working hard, trying to make a dollar. And they're paying through the individual income tax, and particularly when you add in the federal burden, it's pretty substantial. And so that's why we would say that rather than raise all of these different various business taxes, we should fund our priorities, and then we should look at cutting the individual income tax.
Yeah. Scott in Menasha in an email wonders, why do we keep going backwards in our economy with all the new suburbs and new houses and jobs? Is someone mismanaging the money? Why do we keep needing more?
that's a great question. You know, there's a lot of good things that can help make Wisconsin strong. Our manufacturing history, we have sort of a manufacturing mindset. Manufacturing wages are higher than most service sector wages, so there's some very good established businesses that will be here and are committed and dedicated to Wisconsin. But long term, we aren't getting the kind of growth, I think the question in terms of why we see more folks here. I know there for a while. Obviously, the real estate market in the state and nationally encouraged that. But I don't want to say that Wisconsin's economy doesn't have opportunities. I certainly think it does. There's a lot of things that we have going for us. Not the least of which is our work ethic and a labor pool that's dedicated to making good products and shipping those products across the country and across the globe. But you know, there's a lot of other things, our tax climate, our regulatory climate, that are really working against us.
Kurt in Waukesha, hi, you're on the air.
My concern with WMC's approach is it's more like a meat cleaver approach. Let's give them less revenue and not address the spending side of the equation, seems to be the way they look at things. And unfortunately, that type of approach is destroying our public schools here in Wisconsin. When he says they spend $2,000 more, he doesn't address any of the specific reasons why $2,000 more is being spent per child here in Wisconsin. And a lot of that has to do with the health care costs, which they have not done much at WMC to support lowering here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we only have about a minute to go. Jeff Shepke?
Well, I agree to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Spending is the concern, and spending is the problem. And I don't, by mentioning Iowa, mean to say that it's a simple solution and we can look to what a school in Iowa is doing and replicate that here. I'm saying we need to ask those questions. Why are those other states that educate their students as well as we do here doing it for less money? And we're not talking about backwater states. We're talking about Iowa, Minnesota, both of which spend less.
Yeah, and we only have 30 seconds, but another caller wants to know, let's tax alcohol. We do have a proposal to raise the beer tax in Wisconsin, but that's not included in the governor's budget and probably won't be, right, Jeff Shepke?
I think that's right, and well, me personally, you might see me picketing if they increase the tax on beer. So
right. We don't want to see that. All right, Jeff Shepke, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Jeff Shepke, Director of Tax and Corporate Policy for Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce. Thanks to Keisha Mabra for producing this hour and to Karen Prager for on-air production. And thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.